Well, morena, church, tatarangi, and all who are gathered here this morning. You're in my living room in South Auckland, and it's quite sunny outside. It's too bright, actually. And so I've unfortunately had to pull the curtains because it's just too bright in here, which is not a bad thing, I suppose. My name is Vince, and I'm on staff at the church, and it is an absolute privilege to have you all here this morning. And kids, stop running away. Come back. Kuhu mai, come in close. I'm talking to you specifically, kids, although, I mean, this stuff's pretty exciting for the adults too. So regardless of if you got kids or not, or however old you are, come in close because we've got something pretty special. We're just going to pan across here. And we're going to see, I'm still talking, we're going to see a pretty awesome scene there. Oh, how cool is that? So what we're doing here, guys, listen up. What we're doing is spotting the difference, okay? So this is clearly a very intricately designed tomb. And there's going to be some changes shortly. And you're going to have to figure out what's changed. So just in case you can't see very well, in the corner of your screen, the little orange bottle, that's sunscreen, because, well, the soldiers obviously were sun smart. And my mother will be glad of the knitting there, because she's a big knitter, and obviously the soldiers were keen knitters as well. And if you can't quite tell on top there with the contrast, the little white bottle, well, the soldiers were COVID conscious, so they've got some hand sanitizer up there too. So you should be soaking it all in, trying to remember everything that's around the tomb. And we're going to give you a couple more seconds, and then you're going to come back up to me. You're going to come back up here. Woo! This is exciting, I tell you what. And I've got one of my assistants just changing the scene at the moment. But I just, before we go back, I know we're very excited, and we've already heard proclaimed that Jesus is alive, and I'm sure many of you have done certain things in your homes so far. But I just want to paint the picture. We just heard the story read by some wonderful children in the church. And, you know, the women were walking to this tomb, which we're excited about, but they were walking expecting to see Jesus, their friend, their dear, dear friend, dead. And I mean, I kind of was thinking this would be quite similar to going to a funeral or something like that. The woman walking to the tomb would have actually been feeling quite sad, maybe even tears being shed because of their friend that they were going to see. So I just wanted to set the scene slightly there, because as the women came, and we're about to flick back to the tomb, but as they came, it wasn't a sense of excitement. It was actually quite a lot of sadness. So just with that in mind, let's get a little bit excited again and pan back across to the tomb. And oh my goodness, what has happened? Well, clearly, I mean, it's pretty outrageous, but the stone has been moved. It's open. And there's even a bit of a cloth laid in there. And, well, bonus points to you if you can remember what the stone is now covering. So there you go. Well done. That was some awesome effort. We're just going to come back up here now. My wonderful videography is something else. And so as we continue there, guys, did I get you? Maybe. Did you think there was going to be lots of things changed? A little bit? Just in the end, just the one change of the stone being rolled away, which was probably slightly less dramatic for us than it was for the women, to be honest. Because that was exciting for us. Well, I hope it was exciting for you. But I also hope you're ready to hear the rest of the story. And that's you included, kids. I really want us to go in here with this thinking that as we are now, the women are still sad, because as we just heard read, that when the woman arrived, they found the stone rolled away. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus. And then it says, while they were wondering about this, and the woman at this point, they're not proclaiming he is alive. No. Imagine, like I was just talking about the funeral, on your way to a funeral, feeling sad, and then you turn up and your loved one is not there, the one who you're at the funeral for. You would not immediately jump to, she's alive. No, but you would quite likely, with a reasonable amount of shock, I imagine, be wondering what on earth is going on. And so as the women enter the tomb, they were wondering, which, depending on your translation, but the sense of the word here also has a meaning of being perplexed. The woman had just days earlier seen Jesus buried in this very spot. We read that just before at the end of chapter 23. What is going on? It certainly wasn't a fun game of spot the difference. But we read on here that while the woman were wondering, figuring out the perplexities of what was going on, two angels appeared. And the woman, in their perfectly understandable fright, they bowed right down, faces to the ground. What is going on? What's going on here? And then the big question. Here's the big question, guys. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? The angels asked them. You know, this really is the big question I want to wrestle with. I was wondering whether you are searching for Jesus among the dead. Not literally, but if you think of him as a good teacher, then I suppose maybe he is not risen for you. I wonder if it would make a difference if you began to look for Jesus among the living. Because you see, the women here were looking for Jesus among the dead. And in their lack of complete understanding at this point, there was this wee bit of response and fear. But they only knew the first half at this point, that Jesus was delivered over to the hands of sinners to be crucified. And I think many, if not all of us actually, don't really have a problem up to that point. And to be honest, if you can believe that much, that he was killed, well, you aren't alone. You're in the same boat as these women at this point. They believe Jesus had died. And you're actually in the same boat as everyone at this point in history. But history doesn't stop there. No one through Jesus' whole ministry got the part about being raised again. Not yet. I tell you, if you're watching and Jesus isn't alive for you, well, currently here, as we're up to in Luke's record, you're in good company. The women have arrived and they don't know it yet. But the second half of what the angels remind them, and this isn't any new information here, Jesus talked about this. They say, he is not here. He is risen. The Son of Man must be delivered over to sinners and be crucified, and then the second most important part, on the third day, be raised again. And the light goes on. A light that would change
these women's lives forever. A light that would have the potential to change every person's life from then on after. The light went on, and it says, then they remembered Jesus's words. They remembered the full story that on the third day, the Son of Man would be raised again. I mean, say what? This is great. What? Oh, it was all making sense now to them. We've been with Jesus a long time, they would have thought, because we know that they were. These women are named as well back in Luke chapter 8. These women were close to Jesus's whole ministry. And now the light goes on. Oh my. Guys, he is alive. He's alive. Jesus is alive. This changes everything. Oh, now there's the excitement. Jesus being alive wasn't just some random miracle for these guys. It was what connected all the dots together. You know, just yesterday, I was doing a connect the dots drawing in the newspaper. We get it delivered on the weekend. And I had a little clue because it told me a little clue about what I was drawing. But I got about halfway. It was over 100 dots that I'd join. And I realized I'd overcommitted with so many dots to join. But I held it up when I was about halfway done to my flatmate. And she had a look at it and couldn't see what it was. So I carried on. And 5 or 10 minutes later, I connected more dots, over 200 of them. And I held it up. And she immediately recognized the drawing. All the dots were connected. See, the woman didn't just connect the dots of the last few years of Jesus's life only, which was an extraordinary life, but they also were connecting dots from the scriptures, which we know today as the Old Testament. And this reminder from the angels brought it all together, joined all the dots. These women were the first to connect these dots. They had the full picture. And Luke says here, they remembered. But this is not just any remembering. This remembered, it's quite a similar, the word holds a lot of similarities to when Jesus says, remember me. At the Lord's table when we take communion. This remember has more than just what we call cognitive knowledge, things that we just know from history. If we start there though, because it is important, of course, you see the woman remembered all the promises of who God says the Messiah is. Jesus is the promise bearer of God. His life and teachings carry the promises of Abraham and Moses and David and all the prophets, promises that are for the whole world, promises that point towards the Messiah that is Jesus. They remember that the hope of Israel throughout history is now here. Job, who talked about his Redeemer who lives, that's chapter 19 if you wanted to look it up. Isaiah stating that the dead will live. Psalm 73, that we will be taken into glory. All these aspects of who God is now in the living Messiah, Jesus. And these are some of the things the woman would have been remembering. But it's more than just remembering things that have happened. This word, it includes a sense of understanding as well. Not just remembering everything, but understanding everything. Which Luke shows us with this light on moment. That Jesus' resurrection is not just simply a miracle that has no meaning. It is not simply a sign that we will go to heaven when we die, but a fulfillment of promises made over time and this understanding and this demonstration of Christ's mission in this world. And this remembering, this word, the sense that we're getting here, doesn't stop there either. It is remembering the past knowledge, it's connecting the dots, and it's a level of insight that comes with a response. Jesus being alive means he has overcome death. He is not here, he is risen. Jesus overcoming death means there is more than this, simply this life. It means there is hope in light of death for ourselves and our loved ones. I have my hope in a future where I see my loved ones again. I have my hope that I will see my mum, who died when I was just 1 year old. I have hope that I will see her again. And this hope that I have, that we can all have, if we choose to look for the living Lord Jesus, this hope was the same as what clicked into place for the woman. The light that went on, the hope that changed everything for them, not just in future, but changed everything for them in their now, in their own context. And it changes everything for us in our now, today, in our context, in your context. But see, the woman's immediate response wasn't to say, we're saved, we're going to heaven, we have a hope in the distant future, so we're sorted. That's great. But their immediate response, without any specific instruction, actually, apart from the teachings of Jesus, there was no instruction to tell them to witness. But to witness was their response, which was to share their experience and to share how they've connected the dots and to share their new insight and what that means for them now. They remember. They listen to what is going on around them. They develop insights from what they know to be true. They respond in action and words in loving service of their Lord. And their very response is the start of the resurrected Christ's work in this world. The woman go and witness to the others who do not believe, actually, as we just heard. Peter, who goes to the tomb as well after them, after hearing all that they've shared, well, he comes back with no further insights, no witness. So it could say he has not remembered as the women have. The women are the ones to pay attention to this story. They see the hope of the future today, that they are a part of a world that Jesus lives in. See, where the woman first came with half the story, with love, but a distant, unknown, unfulfilled hope. Now they leave with a hope-filled love. Jesus is living and alive love to live out with anyone they can connect with. Currently, we're in lockdown. It's pretty hard to connect. Maybe you feel like the woman arriving at the tomb, as I talked about at the start. On the way to a funeral, maybe. Sad. Maybe you're still in the sadness of Good Friday. You might be struggling financially or otherwise, dealing with stress and anxiety, feeling like Jesus is not really alive at all. Look for Jesus among the living. Your problems aren't going to be solved, I'm sorry. But I know from my personal experience that Jesus, not some absent, distant deity, Jesus who came to us, not just as a good teacher, that Jesus lives today. And when I seek him, it brings a sense of clarity, I think, to my suffering. Doesn't remove it necessarily, but Jesus being alive helps me to connect the dots in this life that I'm living and see the full picture. The hope that I have, the insights gained as the woman did, I pray that you would have your own new levels of understanding, your own new insights into this living hope in this world. If you have this love in you, respond out of this hope that you have. Seek out those that are struggling in their bubbles. Remember by witnessing, whether that's talking about or showing the love that you know. Maybe it's spending some time in the quiet today and asking your living Lord Jesus what he has to say for you, knowing that the hope that you have in Jesus is with you and goes with you. Remembering as the woman did means responding. Whether you know this love or not, I really want to encourage you. I really want to share this hope. I want others to be able to. I want you guys to be able to if you know it. And if you don't, I really want to encourage you. If some of these things have struck a chord for you, you can email us. The email will be in the comments. It's pastor@tbc.org.nz. I'm at the end of that, and Andy, as you saw earlier, and Jody and some others. Would love to respond to wherever you're at and chew the fat over some of the things we've talked about today. We're going to have a time of singing now. And after that, I invite you into the Zoom, not this one exactly to be broadcasted, but to discuss this hope and to discuss how we might remember wherever we are at in our hope journey, how we might connect the dots as the woman did, how we might work today in the full picture of what we have in the living Lord Jesus. So jump on in, please do, and seek the second half of the story, because he is risen indeed.